guests is our returning champion, Mick Carroll from Huntington Beach, California. Stand by to see Mick play for a home entertainment center valued at $6,774. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $26,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Hi, thank you. Nice to have you here for Sale of the Century, and delighted to welcome back our champion, Mick Carroll. Hello, Mick.
Hello, Jim.
Now, Mick, I did not expect to see you on this show. I thought you were leaving on the last show.
It was an agonizing decision.
It really was. If you were not with us, we had a great fishing trip up to Vancouver, and Mick is a fisherman, and he could have bought it. You had enough money, and you decided not to. Put the money in the bank. All right, well, here's where you stand, Mick. You now have $215 in your bank account. So a win today with just $45 more, and you could walk off with that 45-inch TV, stereo system, almost $7,000 worth of equipment, and the next thing up the line, a gold and diamond necklace. So I can only say, good luck. The die is cast. You came back.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello, Dorothy L'Amour.
You know,
I always make fun of you when you put your hair up.
No, he hates it.
But you look nice.
Thank you.
Who did you bring?
He's lying through his buckies. Our first contestant is a singer and songwriter originally from Canfield, Ohio. Help welcome Sheila Stone.
Hello there, Sheila.
Our second contestant would like to be a big game hunter from Los Angeles, California. Let's greet John Hamilton.
Hi there, John. We'll see you lying through my buckies, huh? We'll see you later with some bargains, Summer. Let's get acquainted with these nice people. John, you would like to be a big game hunter.
Well, Jim, I had a fantastic experience and bagged my first big game trophy recently. A bumblebee attacked me, and I was forced to shoot him in self-defense.
Bumblebee attacked you, and you shot him. Okay. Well, listen, for a big game hunter, it's onward and upward from there, right?
Right.
Nice to have you here, John. You got a good sense of humor. Sheila, singer-songwriter. Have we heard any of your things?
In the bathroom and in the shower.
Oh.
The neighbors have heard a lot so far.
Oh, I was just going to clarify. I have not heard those things yet, right, Sheila? Okay. Good to have you here. And we start all three of you off with $20, and we'll start you off with this question. An annual parade down New York City's Fifth Avenue honors Mick.
St. Patrick.
The saint every March 17th. Oh, you took a chance. It paid off. St. Patrick it is. $5 for the correct answer. Mick goes to 25. Name the country whose largest newspaper is called Pravda. John.
The Soviet Union.
Soviet Union it is. John goes to 25 as well. The famous firm that specializes in corporate credit ratings is, John?
Standard & Poor's.
Nope. Dun and Bradstreet. I was going to give you Dun. We needed Bradstreet. The quick buzzer cost you. You lose five of the incorrect answers. Sorry about that, John. Down to 20. According to Longfellow, into each life some what? Sheila?
A little rain.
A little rain must fall. That's exactly what it is. And Sheila goes to 25. Yep. This sport is often referred to as our national pastime. John?
Baseball.
Baseball it is. And John at 25 as well. Yeah. Well, it is time now for an instant bargain, and as you probably know, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. We have a tie, a three-way tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, for one of you, look at this, it's yours.
Rev yourself up for some fun times with this great Kiwi motorbike. Cruise along on this small size, single speed motorcycle with adjustable rear shock positioning for raising and lowering the seat height. From Burbank, Kawasaki, it's normally priced at $599 and video on sale of the century. It's yours for only $5.
Oh, it's nice. Wore an outfit from home, I see, David. $599 worth. I don't see anybody hitting the... It'd be a lot of fun for $5. I'll tell you what, I'll make it less than the value of a question. You can have it for four. Going once, going twice. Mick will buy. The champion buys it. Enjoy that. Mick's got some fans out there, and they scream. They like that. Enjoy it. Yes, yeah, we can deliver it to the house. Cost you just $4. We will knock it off. You're down to 21. It is less than the value of one question. Back with this. What type of popular music is represented by the letters R and B? Nick?
Rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues it is. Another five for Nick, and now he has a $1 lead. Ulysses S. Grant and Dwight D. Eisenhower are the only presidents to have
graduated from West Point.
That's exactly right. They're the only two who did. Nicely solved. That impressed everybody over there. And Nick goes over the $30 mark. Name the great American poet of the 20th century who gave us such classics as The Death of the Hired Hand and Stopping by Woods on a... Sheila?
Robert Frost.
Snowy evening, Robert Frost it is. And Sheila in the second place. Trails Mick by $1. Yes. I'm now for the Fame Game as we play for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of wonderful things up there, including money cards to be added to your score. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an actress born in 1917. I studied at the School of the Royal Dramatic Theater in Stockholm. By 1938, I had become a star. I often asked advice of a dentist whom I married. We had a daughter named Pia. What? John?
Ingrid Bergman.
That's who it is, Ingrid Bergman. Yeah. John, you've got that pick of the board. Nine numbers. Pick the one that looks good to you.
Number seven.
And behind number seven, we have $5.
He finds a money card. That is a $5 money card. We add that to John's score. And he goes to 30. Oh, we're off and running with a good one. Just $1 separating all three players. We'll be right back. Well, that score is close. John and Sheila both at 30. Mick in the lead by $1.31. And Mick, before we get back to business, nice young lady by the name of Melanie out there said that you can ride that motorcycle around in the fur coat you got on the last show. That's his girlfriend, I believe, right?
Right.
Back with this. They are the most important ingredient in any souffle and the ones that make them rise. John?
Eggs.
Eggs or egg whites, either one acceptable. John goes into the lead by $4. I've got rhythm. I got music. I got my girl. Who could ask?
For anything else.
No. Oh. Anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
Well.
Singers. Well, you didn't write it. It's not your fault.
I would have written else.
You would have written else. No wonder you don't have any published, Sheila. I'm sorry. You lose mine with that, Sheila. Sorry about that. Which chess pieces are metaphorically the infantrymen of the chess game? John.
The pawns.
The pawns it is. John hits the $40 mark. Yes, a $9 lead over the champion. The hard metallic element with the symbol CR is often used to describe, John?
Chrome.
I was going to say the bumper and trim on the automobile. Chromium it is. And a couple in a row for John. He's up to 45. So, John, all by yourself now, you have a sizable lead. You're at $45. Mick in second place at 31. The option is yours. You can buy this.
John, make your life a little cushier with the Lazy Boy Signature 2 Sleep Sofa. You may enjoy elegance by day and comfort by night. Furnished by Lazy Boy. This sofa is normally priced at $799. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
Beautiful sofa. Beautiful. Hedy Lamarr is sitting there on the couch. And you can see how I love upswung hair. $799 sofa. Now, that's serious. But you can have it for $12. If you bought it for $12, you would still be in the lead. But your lead would be $2. Talking about two. I'll give you $200 to go with it. $999 bargain. You'll still be in the lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Hanging on to that lead. Mick wanted him to buy that in the worst way. Back with us. In music, how many full notes are there in an octave? John?
Eight.
Eight is exactly what it is. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do is eight. You're up to 50. What is the ancient name of the country now known as Iran? John?
Persia.
Persia's right, and John is beginning to pull away a little bit. In ballet, what is the title of the person who creates and arranges a dance sequence? Sheila?
Choreographer.
Choreographer it is. Sheila up to 30, within $1 to Nick in second place. What Danish navigator gave his name to the strait separating Sheila?
Bering.
Alaska and Russia, nicely done. It is indeed Bering. And the champion is now in third place. What position are you in if you are recumbent? John?
Lying down.
That's exactly what you are. Yes. Recumbent. I don't know. We got a lot of guys in the studio who seem to be recumbent on the job. We'll be right back. Champion is closing in on the money that he needs for that stereo system and the TV, but he must win. And right now, he's trailing. It is Mick at 31, Sheila at 35, John in the lead at 60. We've added a $15 money card on the board. Get control if you can find it. That could be very important to the champion. A famous fictional character is what we're looking for. The first written reference to me appeared in stories by James McGilvery in 1910. According to legend, I am a frontier hero who helped settle and develop the United States. I dug Puget Sound to float logs. John.
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan is right. And John gets that pick of the board.
Jim, I like number five.
And behind number five, we have binoculars. Bosch and Lomb compact binoculars, one of the first names in sports optics. Waterproof, fogproof, and center focus. Enables you to get closer to the action. Furnished by Bushnell.
Well, he found a money card before. This time he finds binoculars worth $299. They're yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And you've got the lead. We're back with this. During World War II, he was the leader of the French government in exile. Nick?
De Gaulle.
That's right, Charles de Gaulle it is. And now Nick adds another five, goes into second place. Which Latin word of five letters sometimes appears with a date to mean around that time? Sheila.
Circa.
Circa. Nicely solved. Sheila, you're right. You go to 40. In a memorable scene in the film Public Enemy, what actor pushed a grapefruit into Mae Clark? John?
James Cagney.
James Cagney into Mae Clark's face. You're right. And John at 65. Well, John, you have a big $25 lead. John, how about this? You can buy.
John, if finding a new hobby is a problem for you, we've got it licked. This collection of rare stamps featuring scenes of United States offices and possessions in China, mostly mint condition, and an album with room to add some stamps of your own from the Superior Stamp and Coin Company. It's normally priced at $1,475. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $14.
Well. Thank you, Joan Crawford.
That's
$1,475. Are you interested in this at all, John? I mean, you're talking about something that goes up in value. Probably. They usually do. So this could be worth even more. And it would cost you $14. You've got a sizable lead. If you bought them, you would still have the lead. Last time, you only would have had a $2 lead. Didn't want to buy. You'd have an $11 lead, more than the value of two questions. You'd have $1,475 worth of stamps. Are you interested, John?
Yeah. I'm interested.
Interested. Just a little interested. Would you be a little more interested if I offered you $100 in cash? $1,575. If I offered you $200 in cash, you'd still have the lead. $1,675 bargain and an $11 lead. Going once, going twice, and he's buying. John is buying the stamps. He's got the cash. We knocked $14 off his score. His lead has been cut to $11. It's a lot closer. Down to the wire we go with three nice people right after this. It could be very valuable. Could be a good buy. Well, challenger John Hamilton very confidently did some buying, and he still has the lead. He's at 51, Sheila in second place at 40, and the champion in a bit of a problem. He's in third place right now at 36. Name the most sacred river to the Hindus of India. John.
The Ganges.
Ganges is right. Another five for John. The French term for moonlight is also the title of a lovely piano piece. John.
Clair de Lune.
By Debussy. Clair de Lune it is, and John gets $10 right back. Give me the last name of the man for whom the capital of Texas is named. Nick.
Austin.
Austin. Stephen F. Austin, to be exact. And Nick over the $40 mark in second place. Well, if Nick's going to catch John, he might need a big $25 money card that's up there on the board now. We're looking for a famous person. I am an American inventor and portrait painter. I was born in 1791 in Massachusetts, studied to be an artist, and won a gold medal for my clay figure of Hercules. My portrait of Marquis de Lafayette is in New York City Hall. I first became interested in an electronic device in 1832 and had many disappointments before I achieved success. Then one day in 1844, I tapped out my famous message. John?
Samuel Morse.
What hath God wrought? You are right. It is Samuel F.B. Morse, who also, interestingly enough, has the portrait of Marquis de Lafayette in New York City Hall. John, most importantly for you, you've got control of that board. Now can you take advantage of it?
Yes, Jim, I'd like to try number one.
And behind number one, we have carpet. Joy Games Carpet in exciting multicolors. It's a family fun center with all the equipment to play checkers, chess, tic-tac-toe, and other games. Joy Games, furnished by Joy Carpets.
Almost $500 worth of carpeting is yours. Where were those big money cards?
Behind the number two, the number six, and the number eight.
And I must tell you, you couldn't see it at home, but when Jay Stewart started to say carpet, our champion Mick went, Because John did not put it away. Nick is within hailing distance as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. John, however, is in the lead by $20 at 61. Mick is at 41. Sheila not out of it at 40. A lot of questions. Good luck. Three good players. We start the speed round now. On July 20th, 1969, where did Neil Armstrong walk? John.
On the moon.
Right. What part of your body is affected by cataracts? Mick.
Your eyes.
Right. Who was the skinny partner of Oliver Hardy? Mick.
Laurel.
Right. In hunting, what do you put in your quiver? John.
Arrows.
Right. Name the only reptile with a shell. John.
A turtle.
Right. Who played Ally McGraw's lover in the movie Love Story? Mick.
Time.
To what eastern state does the island of Nantucket belong? Mick.
Massachusetts.
Right. Give me the chemical formula for water. Mick.
H2O.
Right. Acrophobia is the fear of... Mick.
Heights.
Right. Name the Washington, D.C. theater in which Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. John.
Ford's Theater.
Right. What was the maiden name of poet Elizabeth Browning? John.
Barrett.
Right. Who was the vice president under Jimmy Carter? Mick. Time. In what eastern city would you find Independence Hall? John. Time. Name the American author whose classic works of Time is Up, and John is the new champion. A sale of the century. He bought and he still won it. Congratulations. Back to John in just a moment. First of all, the eastern city where you find Independence Hall is, of course, Philadelphia. And the vice president under Jimmy Carter, Walter Mondale. Mondale. How quick we forget. Ally McGraw's lover in the movie Love Story was Ryan O'Neill. Ryan O'Neill was a gentleman in that. Well, we have to say goodbye to our champion. I guess in retrospect, Mick, it would have been nice if you had taken, yeah, if you had taken that fishing trip for the last time. But you never know. You never know. You got to play it the way it feels best to you. You are certainly not going home empty-handed because you've got the silver service, food preparer, the fur jacket that you got on the last show, the mini motorbike, and that was not the difference in the game, Mick, so it was a good buy for you. $1,056. You're a fine champion. You are leaving us with just a couple of dollars short of $5,500 in cash and prize. $1 short, as a matter of fact.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thank you, Mick. Fine player. Sheila didn't pick up anything along the way. You've got the cash in front of you. Thank you. We were kidding about it, but good luck with your singing and songwriting. I hope someday we'll hear a hit song by Sheila Stone. Thank you for being here. But John Hamilton is a new champion. He's already got almost $2,500 worth of goodies, and he's going shopping. Come on, John, back up here. Excellent total. You already have almost $2,500 in cash and prizes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were very confident, very cool. $81 in your bank account. Say yes, and you might buy this.
For quick getaways, this wickedly exciting machine, the fabulous BMW R65. This comfortable handcrafted motorcycle is carefully engineered, and the frame is welded entirely by hand, furnished by Century Motor Sales. This motorcycle normally priced at $3,889. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85. That's a great first-level prize if you happen to like it. Now, remember, you won with $81. It would normally cost $85, but you are entitled to that first-level prize. You could have that if you say yes and leave us. Or put your money in the bank. You're $94 away from, and you've seen that Vancouver fishing trip. The next thing up the line, and you've also seen this, the 45-inch color TV and the stereo. One thing you haven't seen, get up to $340. Wait, can we interest you in this?
Stay neck and neck with elegance with this luxurious necklace. A stunning design in 18-karat yellow and white gold, studded with diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This necklace, normally priced at $9,000, can be yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Ah, yes, and just to boggle the mind further, I'll finish up. Ladies' fur coat is next for $445. Beautiful automobile for $530. You've seen that. Everything on the stage is $640. And something that's happened a couple of times, and maybe you'll be the man to do it. Who knows? All the prizes on the stage, plus this for $750.
A cash jackpot!
It continues to grow, $1,000 every time it's not hit. But, John, right now, you can take the motorbike and leave or put the money in the bank and play on. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. Back with our new champion, John Hamilton, after a fine win, picked up a lot of things along the way. You've got a great total already, but right now you can add to that total. With your $81, you can buy that motorbike. Say yes, it's yours, and you leave us. Matter of fact, that would be well over $6,000 just for the one day. Or put the $81 in the bank. Taking the risk that you could win again, you'd need another $94. And the win for the Vancouver fishing trip, which is a great luxury trip. Other things on up the line. John Hamilton, I know you've thought about it. What are you going to do?
I'm going to play.
He's going to play. I thought he was going to. We'll put the money in the bank. And Maria Erskineskaya will add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. It's up to $60,000. And Johnny's Tudor Challenge is next time on Tale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.